a beautiful day, and I'm so grateful. Just listen at the birds, the sparrows. Oh my God, just like 20 of them. And I have such a love for my walks in the morning. Usually that's when all of my juice flows best in the morning. In nature, of course, I've had this conversation so many times. However, gratitude is for everything that God shows me. He shows me so much, so vivid, when I'm out in nature and walking, hearing the sounds of the plains as well as the birds, the breeze, the humidity, everything plays a role. The sun, the clouds, the sky, the colors and different shades within the hues of colors within the plants, the rocks, the dirt, the grass, the cars, then the sun and its radiant beauty shines so brightly to where I have to squint one eye, even though I'm wearing my sunglasses. Then you step into the shade. You're no longer squinting, right? So as I continue, you're here momentarily. The water of the sprinkler that's angled toward the pond. My steps going down the first set of stairs. My regular morning route. The dangling of my keys in my hand. And now the second set of steps as I go down this morning versus up. The thing is, I get such clarity. Life, ideas, cars whistling by, the light is going in their directions of wherever it is that they're going. We all have our appointments, places to be, things to do, and we all see things differently. The cardinal whisks by me. And the most beautiful red. And then he lands in the grass. Then he takes off again. In flight. My thing is, my gratitude is for all the gifts that God continues to give me, or what he reminds me of, what I have. No two individuals have the same number of gifts. However, I'm grateful for many. And what comes to mind this morning is peering at all the colors and the tones and the textures and how they all equate to design. Then you pop natural flowers in and vines and sounds of birds and streams of water, and how he has orchestrated the world, life, in 6 days, resting on the seventh. I'm in awe every time I'm reminded to reflect over that. All of a sudden, now that I'm walking and viewing my shadow in front of me, feeling the heat of the sun on my back that suddenly popped out in amazement. The darkness within the bushes, the rustling of the grass and the concrete underneath my feet puts me in the space of design. I had a conversation with my nephew eldest nephew on yesterday. And he asked if I would help him design his home. Of course I agreed. I'm a designer at heart. Like God. Like Jesus. Jesus is a carpenter, a creator. I am also a creator. I sculpt lives, heal hearts. I do whatever it takes to live my life as closely like Jesus, as closely like God as I can. Not really realizing, I have in the past, but not to the depths of right now. I am wholeheartedly living like my God and my big brother because of the sync with the Holy Spirit that resides inside of me, my guide, my intuition, my compass. Do you hear the water from the sprinkler that's now splashing in the pond? Because I'm passing the pond. And that water always catches my attention to remind me of my present surrounding area. The birds, the different species of them, and how it takes differences of all of us to create this world, to create life, to be amongst life, to live accordingly in alignment with ourselves, our personal Holy Spirits. However, in this three-part, God and Jesus, the Trinity. I just had my whiff of the honeysuckle. Different things take place in the mornings as I walk, my oneness with God, my reminders, my love of nature. It puts me in the mindset of creativity of what I'm doing for the day. The ground's wet because the sprinklers are on. Walking past the sprinklers and you get wet from the water. And then you have that sudden jolt of the water is cold. It awakens you. Again, reminds you of your present. It's a beautiful thing. It's love. It's amazement. It's reflection. Almost like a mirror reflecting back of what God has already done in the world that we live in, what we see every day, what lives in our imaginations, the beautiful fluttering of a butterfly, as well as the dragonfly, as they both cascade and intertwine together. That is something to see. However, it reflects of our own identities and how life is the same for us. Now I go back up those stairs. First set, taking in a different view of those rocks. Second set of stairs. Taking my time this morning. I'm not jogging up. I'm not power walking up. I kind of sashayed up this morning. I'm in a sashay kind of mood this morning as I take in so much. The trees overhanging with the white flowers. Love it as I now walk underneath. Taking in the fragrance, and now I'm exiting that tree. Every day is sculpted differently. Some days go by faster, slower. It's Some days you're jogging, other days you're power walking. Either way you look at it, it's a different view. Different cars. The weather's not the same. Nor are you. Due to evolvement of what life gives us, how we accept it, what we do with what we learn, what we create, who we become. It's our decision of our view, our sculpting, our pruning. The sound of the HVACs going, and how they bring life to us just by being cool on the inside. However, there's the thickness of humility and humidity on the outside. But no matter what happens in life, it's good. It's a good day, no matter what. I love the reminders and affirmations of things received every single morning. That's why I love it so much. My body welcomes it because it brings good health. My lungs welcome it because they get their exercise. I get a different view, although in the same spaces every day. Design your life. And drain out. No different than the drains in your neighborhood. And you hear that water running underneath the surface. Drain out the things that weigh you down. Embrace the things that give you life. Sculpt your life. Design it how you feel. Recognize and remember what God has already designed for you. Align with that. That makes it easier. As you walk in your neighborhood, on the treadmill, in your communities, or at the mall, it doesn't matter. Take in your views from your peripheral, what's in front of you. And remember it as you move forward, because eventually it will be behind you. It's taught you something. Remember the lesson. Remember what you've seen. Remember how you felt. How it's sculpting you, pruning you, shaping you, encouraging you, as well as inspiring you. Not only for yourself, however, for others as well. It's nothing like the sounds of nature and creativity. It's that beautiful. It sincerely is. So no worries on anything. Good morning. No worries. Hand that you're dealt, what your view currently looks like. Embrace it. Say good morning to the people that you pass on the sidewalks, at work, your family members in the house. Be kind, loving, contagious. Be that. Be love. Give it away as God gives it to us. Thrive, soar, be alive, and don't let your greatness die inside of you. Set into your tone of color, your palette that awakens you. Gives you the tools you need every single day. is amazing. I'm rounding the end of my walk for today. I'll say this, my sparrows, as I see another dragonfly. Hearing those crickets in the distance. Gawking of birds in the sky, just playing, innocence, love, and living. Enjoy your day. Be fabulous. Flow without conditions. Always possess a positive attitude. And soar in all you do. Your life depends on it.